Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
SAP S/4HANA versus Oracle ERP Cloud. This is a question we get all the time from our clients, especially our upper mid-market, larger organizations that are looking to figure out which of these two systems are the best fit for them. I'm going to talk about the strengths, weaknesses, and pros and cons of each of these systems. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent and technology agnostic digital transformation consulting firm that helps our clients through their transformation journeys. One of the first questions we get when clients ask us about our top 10 ERP systems list, which by the way, you can download by using the links below. One of the first questions we get is why weren't SAP S/4HANA and Oracle ERP Cloud rated higher in our rankings? And just to give you some context, Oracle ERP Cloud came in at number 3 in our top 10 list for 2020, and SAP S/4HANA came in at number 6. And Oracle actually moved up the list a little bit, and S/4HANA fell down the list a little bit. And so a lot of companies will ask, how could you possibly rate these systems so low when that's the number 1 and 2 system in terms of market share, respectively? And it comes down to two reasons why. First of all, both solutions are relatively new in their cloud offerings, and there's a certain amount of maturity that both systems are lacking. So that's something to be aware of if you're choosing either of these systems, and not just these two systems, by the way, but it also applies to other systems like D365 and other ERP systems that are relatively new to the cloud. The second reason why these systems aren't rated higher is because of the lack of industry-specific functionality that hasn't yet been developed by the software vendors. Now, when we look at things like financial services or complex manufacturing organizations, those are two examples of organizations that have fairly unique needs, and there's a certain amount of depth and breadth of capability that needs to be built in an ERP system in order to support those types of organizations. And given the relative lack of maturity of these two products, oftentimes you find gaps in those two areas. But the key is to recognize what those gaps are, what you are and aren't getting within each of these two systems, and recognize that neither one is perfect and both of them are still a work in progress. So those are some of the weaknesses and the reasons why both systems are lower in the rankings for 2020 than they are in terms of market share rankings. But let's look at the strengths. What are the things that they're both good at and that they're both comparable at? First of all is scale. If you're a larger organization or a high growth organization that has grown through acquisition and you're trying to standardize, you're trying to scale, and you really want to create a common operating platform across multiple locations and different parts of the world, there's really not a lot out there that competes with SAP S/4HANA or Oracle ERP Cloud. They're both built for larger organizations, and both vendors have historically done well in the Fortune 500 or Fortune 1000 space, and even the upper mid-market. We see a lot of organizations using both products, and as well as some of their legacy products. The second thing they're both good at is some of that core traditional ERP functionality, things like accounting and GL and inventory management and purchasing and basic inventory management and even some basic distribution and manufacturing capabilities. Those traditional historic ERP types of functions are things that both SAP and Oracle do pretty well. It's when you get outside that core of financials, inventory management, some of those areas I just mentioned, that's where you expose some of the weaknesses of S/4HANA and Oracle ERP Cloud. Now let's dive into a few things related to how these two systems differ. And these are some things that are more strategic in nature, and we have a lot more detailed and comprehensive functional comparisons that I can share with you if you'd like to reach out to me. I've included my contact information below. I'm happy to share more with you. But in the context of today's video, I'm going to talk more strategically and a high level about certain categories where we find that SAP S/4HANA and Oracle ERP Cloud differ quite a bit. Now, the first area these two systems differ is in standardization. And this is where the two systems do differ. On one hand, I just mentioned a strength of both products is that they can help companies scale for growth and standardization. And I would say when it comes to true standardization in terms of we want common operating business processes, we want the organization to operate one way across the world, SAP S/4HANA generally thrives in that type of environment. Oracle, on the other hand, it's not that they can't operate in that environment or it can't operate in that kind of environment, but it's more that the software is a bit more flexible and allows more variation in general of some of the different processes and workflows, which makes it easier to have divergent business processes across the globe. Some may view that as a strength, some may view that as a weakness, but if your goal is to truly standardize and really drive in some ways force, for lack of a better word, force some standardization across the globe, then S/4HANA is generally going to have the slight advantage in that category. Now, one thing to note, even though SAP is stronger in this standardization capability, it's important to note that that standardization can actually make organizational change management that much more difficult. And that's why change management is arguably more difficult for SAP implementations than even an Oracle ERP Cloud or any other sort of ERP system, largely because the system and the intent of the system in many cases is to drive that standardization, which means by design, people are going to have to change to fit the software rather than us changing the software to fit the people. So keep that in mind. Even though SAP has an advantage in this category, what we're doing is we're shifting the risk from the fact that we can now get standardization. We've just shifted that risk now over to the fact that change is going to be harder and the people side of the equation is going to be even more difficult than it would be otherwise. Now, I mentioned that SAP is stronger in the realm of standardization, but if your priority as an organization is flexibility, if you're a very nimble entrepreneurial organization, perhaps you have evolving business models, you're entering new markets, you're acquiring new companies, you know that your customer demands are going to change and evolve very quickly, even more quickly than the rest of the world might be changing, then flexibility might be important to you, more so than standardization. If that's the case, that's going to point the advantage slightly towards Oracle ERP Cloud, because in general, we found that companies are more able to change the Oracle software to fit their unique needs, whether it's in workflows or reporting or enterprise performance management or whatever the case may be. Generally, we find that Oracle is more flexible in that regard. So if that's your priority, then Oracle might be a better fit in that one category. Now, another category to look at is the flexibility of deployment. Now, right now, at the time I'm recording this video, most organizations we see implementing either product, whether it's Oracle ERP Cloud or S/4HANA, are doing so in the cloud. They're deploying cloud solutions. They're not going with on-premise nearly as at high of a rate as they have in the past. Now, having said that, we do see more flexibility in what SAP is offering the market in terms of deployment options. Oracle, we're seeing a lot harder push toward the cloud, whereas SAP is still fairly open to providing on-prem, private cloud, and SaaS types of offerings. So in general, if flexibility of deployment options is an important priority for you, or perhaps you know you want to stay on-prem and you don't want to go to the cloud, or maybe you can't go to the cloud because of regulatory reasons or data security reasons or network uptime reasons, whatever the case may be, then SAP may provide a better option for you in terms of deployment.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Now, another category we look at is ease of adoption, ease of employee adoption. And this is where we look at, from our client experience in helping clients through both S/4HANA and Oracle ERP Cloud implementations, which ones are easier for employees to pick up on. And in general, we find that SAP is a bit more of a rigid product, again, in that whole spirit of driving standardization. Along with that, or the dark side of that, is that you've now created a certain amount of rigidity that can make it more difficult for employees to learn that system. And so that's one thing to keep in mind as a potential trade-off if you're considering S/4HANA. Oracle, on the other hand, tends to have a easier-to-use interface, at least according to clients we've worked with, and that can make it easier for employees to adapt to the new software, to the new technologies and the workflows. Now, one thing to keep in mind with Oracle, both in terms of ease of adoption and flexibility, is that there's also a dark side to that ease of adoption and flexibility. And what I mean by that is just because you can change the software and just because employees can get what they want out of the system because of this flexibility doesn't mean that you should change the software. And in some cases, we find that in Oracle implementations, change management is overlooked, or change resistance is manifested in the request to change the software to fit the way they've always done business. So that's an important thing to recognize, is that just because it's more flexible and more easy to use doesn't mean that it should be. And we have to look at what is the flip side of that and what are some of the risks we're giving up on. So that's one thing to keep in mind, is change management will also be important from that perspective if you look at Oracle's flexibility and ease of use. Now, another big differentiator between these two products is integration. And what I mean by integration is two things. One is the ability to integrate with third-party systems, and the other is just how well integrated is the core platform or platforms itself. Now, with S/4HANA, historically, SAP has taken more of a greenfield approach to developing its products and solutions, while Oracle has been more acquisition-minded. And what that has done, and that's created somewhat of a best-of-breed mentality with Oracle deployments and more of a single ERP mentality with SAP. However, that seems to be flipping recently, because SAP has actually gotten very aggressive in acquisitions and acquiring software capabilities that it doesn't have. They've gone out and acquired Ariba on the procurement side. They've acquired SuccessFactors on the HCM side. They've acquired Concur on time and expense. They've even acquired Qualtrics on the customer experience and quantitative tracking side of things. So SAP has slowly and quietly become more of a best of breed type of solution, with S/4HANA being that digital core that they market. And they're looking at Ariba, SuccessFactors, Qualtrics, Concur, et cetera, to plug the gaps and fill some of the holes outside of that. Now, on the flip side, you've got Oracle, who, again, historically went out and acquired JD Edwards. They acquired Siebel. They've acquired other organizations or other systems. But now, with the release of Oracle ERP Cloud, it seems to be a bit more integrated and less dependent on third-party applications that they own. So while you do have Oracle ERP Cloud, you also have Oracle Supply Chain Management, you have Enterprise Performance Management. Those technically are different systems, but they're still developed by Oracle and their Oracle products. So the integration and the seamlessness of it is a little bit tighter with those solutions. So that's something to keep in mind. Now, the thing to keep in mind with SAP, just getting back to the whole concept of that best of breed model that they're pursuing, is that if you're deploying S/4HANA, that doesn't necessarily mean you need to use Ariba or SuccessFactors or Concur or Qualtrics. But yet SAP promotes those products and sells those products extremely aggressively. In fact, I've yet to see a company that has deployed something other than Ariba or SuccessFactors for procurement and HCM at the same time they're deploying S/4HANA. So it's important to recognize that there are some significant gaps in those products as well, and those aren't necessarily the best products for you just because you're deploying S/4HANA. So that's something to keep in mind, is if you are going to take that best-of-breed SAP approach, you might as well look at other HCM systems that are out there. You may as well look at some other options to Ariba, simply because you're not getting that native integration that you might be getting if it all were in one product anyway. Now, the other part of integration that we look at is integration to third-party systems. So how well do these systems play in the sandbox and tie into other systems that are out there? And in general, that's going to favor Oracle. Oracle generally has a more open architecture and platform for bringing in third-party systems and data. And so we found, in the spirit of that flexibility that we talked about earlier, that can favor Oracle, although we've seen a lot of clients that have also deployed S/4HANA and successfully tied to third-party systems as well. We just find that companies struggle a bit less, at least the ones we work with, on the Oracle side of the equation. And then finally, data and analytics. Those are two areas that are becoming extremely important with digital transformations as we look to the evolution of big data and predictive analytics, artificial intelligence, Internet of Things. How are we going to make use of all this stuff that we're acquiring as a company? How are we going to make use of it and actually make decisions and be more effective as a result of some of this data? Now, there are two very different strategies these two companies are taking, but in general, we find that Oracle ERP Cloud tends to have a slight advantage in this area. Now, before I get to that explanation, I'll talk about SAP and S/4HANA. S/4HANA is built on the HANA database platform, which is SAP's attempt to build its own real-time in-memory database that is also meant to lessen its dependence on Oracle databases. So it's, you know, while Oracle is a competitor in the ERP space, Oracle is also a vendor that provided its databases historically. So HANA is an attempt to move away from Oracle databases to S/4HANA. So I'm not a database guy, and I don't have any strong opinions about whether HANA is any better or worse than Oracle databases, but what I look at are the actual analytics and what kind of data do I get out of the system, how well can I do demand planning and predictive analytics and actually use that data for my advantage. And I've always viewed Oracle as slightly stronger in that area, and I think that's still true with Oracle ERP Cloud compared to S/4HANA. And the reason for that is they have the Enterprise Performance Management module that provides pretty world-class reporting capabilities and analytical frameworks and capabilities. S/4HANA is very strong as well, but I still give the slight advantage to Oracle ERP Cloud in that regard. So does that answer the question of whether or not we should implement SAP S/4HANA or Oracle ERP Cloud? Maybe not. Now, obviously, the message here is that there's distinct pros and cons, strengths and weaknesses, and trade-offs that you're going to make with either decision. It all comes down to who you are as an organization, what you're trying to accomplish, and which system can best enable that going forward. If you'd like an objective deep dive into either or both of these products, I'm happy to help. Feel free to reach out. I've included my contact information below. If you have experience with either or both products, I'd love to hear your feedback in the comments below. Please subscribe to my channel. I hope you found this information helpful, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.